Morning Startup on Live 88.5. And Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray. You know, on Tuesday, the Automobile Association of Canada, Ajax, released category winners for the best vehicles of 2014. And Jim Bray's on the line to talk about that. Let's start with the expensive cars, Jim.
Well, the luxury car over $50,000, the winner is the new Infiniti Q50 Hybrid. This is the one that I said I don't understand why they called it that, because they're taking their biggest success, the G Series, and renaming it the Q Series, which was their biggest failure. But anyway, the Ajax members voted that one to be the best luxury car over $50,000, and it's a nice enough car. It's not a great car to drive, and it has so many gadgets and things. So I disagree with this one. I would have perhaps given it to the Cadillac CTS. That I didn't want to like that car, and I really did. However, I guess other people like the Infiniti more.
Right. So. What else was in that category?
Well, we had the Acura RLX, the Hyundai Equis, the Jaguar XF all-wheel drive, and the Mercedes-Benz E250 diesel. So it's a pretty good cross-section there at this class, and pretty stiff competition. So the Infiniti did a good job of winning that. Again, I disagree, but what do I know? Obviously not much.
How did the Equis stack up there from Hyundai in that category?
Well, we only got the top three, and it made the top three. So I really like the Equis, and I might have given the nod in this or the Cadillac, just the Equis, just because of what it says about Hyundai. This is Hyundai coming out and throwing down the gauntlet and saying, hey, we can run with the big guys, and we're not afraid of you. And they did a really nice job on this car.
Wow, sounds pretty awesome. What about cars over $60,000?
Well, cars over $60,000, we had the best sports and performance and the best prestige cars. The sports and performance went to the new Corvette Stingray. I disagree with that one as well. I thought the Jaguar F-Type might have gotten that, or the Porsche Cayman. My heart was with the Porsche Cayman. My head was with the Jaguar F-Type, and it didn't even make the short list. So, but the Stingray... It's one of only two cars available right now on the market with a 7-speed manual transmission. And I drove this thing. It's nice enough to drive, but it's not subtle. It looks kind of like a really gaudy, scaled down Ferrari. But, if you like Corvettes, this is undoubtedly the best one ever. It's quite the awesome car. It goes like heck, too.
What about top of the line SUVs? Was there a category for that?
Yes, there was. SUV over $60,000. That was between the Acura MDX, the BMW X5, the Buick Enclave, the Mercedes-Benz GL350 diesel, the Porsche Cayenne diesel, and the Range Rover Sport. And actually, I agreed with this one. The Acura MDX won that. It's a really nice vehicle. They've done a wonderful job with that, and I think it deserves the win.
Cool. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. We'll look at cars under 50K in just a moment. It's the Morning Startup on Live 88.5.
The sun will finally be back. Right now, it is zero, but the wind chill of -6 in Ottawa.
You hear about the Ajax, Ajax Car of the Year. That's the Automobile Journalists Association of Canada. They vote on the cars that they test run. One of those guys is Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. And they just released the category winners for the best vehicles of 2014. We talked about the cars over 50 grand. We've got Jim online right now. Hey, Jim.
Hi there.
Hi. Okay. Let's check out the cars under 50K then.
Yeah, we have the best new luxury car under $50,000 went to the Lexus IS350 rear-wheel drive. Very nice car. I'm not sure I would have done that. Well, I'm actually not that surprised that it won. It is a really nice car. I kind of lean toward the Kia Cadenza just because, again, it's Kia coming up and throwing down a gauntlet and saying, here, look what we can do. However, the Lexus, I think, is a good choice. Now, there are lower-end cars in there, too. We get into the family cars and the small cars. Yeah. And here is where Mazda just cleaned up this year. The small car under and small car over $21,000 both went to the Mazda 3. The under $21,000 goes to the base 3, and then the Mazda 3 Sport got the over $21,000. Mazda 3 Sport is the one that I think should win the Canadian Car of the Year. It is just a fantastic car for the money.
All right. And what else was there in that category?
There was the Chevrolet Cruze diesel, the Ford Fiesta ST. That's their little hot hatch. the Kia Forte sedan and the Mazda 3 Sport.
All right.
Yeah, I think it was a good choice here.
And then the family items?
Yeah, family car under $30,000 was between the Fiat 500L, the Kia Rondo, and the Kia Soul. These are all kind of strange cars, but I would have given it to the Rondo. Just I thought it was a really nice car. However, the AJAC members voted for the Kia Soul, okay. Which is kind of a funny-looking little SUV type thing.
Right.
Kind of like a Rondo with attitude, I suppose. So maybe that's why you got it.
Is it still as boxy as it used to be?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. They kept the toy and haven't thrown away the box either. But
gotcha.
Family car over $30,000. This was another win for Mazda. It took on Chevrolet, the new Impala, the Ford C-Max Energy, the Honda Accord Hybrid, which is a really nice car if you like hybrids. Well, even if you don't, right. And the Volkswagen Jetta Hybrid. And the winner that was the Mazda 6, which is an excellent car. I'm surprised Mazda won three categories. Just because I'm surprised anybody won three categories, yeah. But all of these cars are very deserving.
How about mid-range SUVs? Where do they show up?
Well, the $35,000 to $60,000, that was the Kia Sorento. That was actually between the GMC Acadia, the Santa Fe XL, the Hyundai, the Jeep Grand Cherokee, and the Mercedes-Benz GLK 250 diesel. So the Sorento, you know, that beat out some pretty heavy hitters in the industry.
Pretty impressive. Good stuff. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find written reviews at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.